This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. Southern Illinois recently was visited by a blast of very cold air and deep snow. And on this month's original feature by Dr. Mike Baltz, he notes the sad posting of pictures and stories about dead birds from the recent cold. However, at the same time, he'll tell us about other damages to birds not caused by weather, but by something humans can control. This month's feature was both written and voiced by Mike.
I had hundreds of birds in my yard during the extreme weather we had in late February. Literally hundreds of birds of over 30 different species fed frantically and aggressively from sun up to sun down, trying to store up enough energy to make it through the bitter cold nights. The reality is that untold numbers of birds and other critters died during that week of unseasonably bad weather. There were numerous reports on the Southern Illinois Birding Group's Facebook page of birds attacking other birds at feeders, and reports of dead birds were common. Perhaps the most heartbreaking were reports of dead bluebirds found huddled together in nest boxes where they had tried to stay warm through the night. But it didn't necessarily have to be that way. And I'm recounting these sad details in the hopes of motivating people to work this spring and summer to create more and better wildlife habitat in their yards. Nature is red in tooth and claw, to be sure. And cold snaps and ice storms have whacked birds in the Midwest for eons. But things have changed. In just the last several decades, millions of acres of what was once food and shelter-providing habitat have been converted to farm fields and parking lots and lawns. And to make things worse, the climate is changing. As a consequence, in the 21st century, there is unprecedented value to wildlife provided by backyard habitat. Doug Talamay writes compellingly in his book, Nature's Best Hope, about the potential to create a several million acre homegrown national park if American landowners would just convert half of their lawns to productive wildlife habitat. To this end, spring is the perfect season to begin some of that rewilding work in the form of planting native trees, shrubs, and other flowering plants in your yard. Probably the best tree to plant is a native oak. Oaks are the gold standard when it comes to bird-friendly trees, and they are known to host the caterpillars of almost 500 species of butterflies and moths. Dogwoods are another great tree choice. They're smaller and potentially faster growing than the oaks. But any native tree species will be better for our wildlife than a non-native species. Two great choices of native shrubs would be downy serviceberry and common elderberry. Both species will provide spring blooming flowers and berries for birds in the fall. And pollinator gardens can benefit wildlife year-round, providing valuable food and habitat for insects, birds, and small mammals. In the end, friends, the bees, butterflies, and birds need us these days. And each one of us can play an important conservation role by putting some effort into rewilding our yards. In doing so, you will be creating valuable wildlife habitat, and you will be doing your part to help the birds in your neighborhood survive the next snowpocalypse.
The comments of ornithologist Mike Baltz, who both wrote and narrated this feature. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.